All right, Mark.
Short and sweet.
All right, Mark. So we're up to our topic with Dr. A. And today our topic is understanding and improving emotional intelligence. Welcome, Dr. A.
Hi, Dr. Abelson. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good up here in Philly. We kicked Dallas's butt. Phillies are in the World Series.
I know. Who could ask for more?
You're down in Texas. We feel sorry for you down here in Texas a little bit, but not much.
Well, he's an Eagles fan. And
I know.
I've been watching it.
And I know. He's an Northeast boy.
The Eagles are doing
great,
too. You didn't even mention the Eagles. Yeah. Well, you did. You said kick Dallas's butt. So, but they had a bye week.
Yeah, bye.
So let's see what happens next week.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to look at self-awareness. There's actually five components of self-awareness. And we're going to look at the first one, which is self-awareness. And it's the extent to which basically you're aware of your emotions and how they affect you. And to some extent, how they affect others, but it's mostly how they affect you. It's kind of like looking at a car dashboard and seeing all the controls, right? So you're aware and you can see all the controls on the dashboard. That would be a high emotional intelligence on self-awareness. Most people are not that aware with their emotions, and there's all kinds of emotions going on for them that they're not even aware of.
I got lights on my dashboard on my new F-150. I don't even know what they mean.
Bingo! There you go, Mark.
I have no clue.
So you have some emotional triggers that are going on, and you don't know why they are or where they're coming from. It's the same thing as your new vehicle.
Yeah, I'm not the owner's manual type reader.
So you have to experience it. So let's talk about how to understand your, you know, what's going on for you emotionally and what you can do about it. One of the easiest ways, everybody who's listening to this right now, if you're not driving, all right, I want you to just close your eyes and I want you to imagine or get into how you are feeling.
That's interesting.
Now, if you were able to pick up something very quickly or multiple emotions very quickly, then you're probably fairly aware of your emotions. If you were having a hard time coming with emotions or you're kind of fighting it, then you probably are low on this self-awareness concept. And it's like anything else. If you're not aware of something, there's nothing you can do about it. So the first step of emotional intelligence is to understand how you are feeling, what your emotions are, and how you're feeling in different types of situations and circumstances. And closing your eyes is just one of many, many different techniques to become much more self-aware of what's going on for you.
That's a good tip.
I like it.
And one of the other aspects going on, because I know we only have a brief amount of time, is there's something, we call it ocean of emotions. And the more emotions that you have, the more cluttered it is, the more difficult it is to experience it. So if you just went through something very traumatic, there's going to be a lot of emotions going on all at the same time. So at that point, then for sure you need to just try to relax and close your eyes and figure out what is going on and what are the most intense and or the ones that you need to be the most aware of or do something about. And we have a whole training program that we're kicking off in December. So, and if you're interested in getting in this training program, it's all online because we're down here in Texas and you're up in Philadelphia. Yay. Give us a call or contact us at abelson.net, abelson.net.
Very good.
Awesome.
All right, very good. And we'll continue with this next week, Doctor.
We will.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. A.
Thank you.
If you have any questions, you can email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at Deanne Katsaris or give at comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And my real estate school, I have new day classes starting November 1st and weekends on the 19th or the 18th and a night class starting on the 8th. If you want to get a real estate license, look up PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. So a special thanks to all of our listeners and sponsors for keeping us on the air, especially Philadelphia Federal Credit Union and our faithful listeners and mine. She calls me all the time, Mrs. Schumann. Thanks for calling me. So with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive. All the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is paid for by Jacob Media Partners. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Jacob Media or its guests and do not reflect the views of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program is pre-recorded.